bring Brother Stoltzfus to the pulpit, and he's going to deliver the word of the Lord to us. Let all the nations be gathered together, and let the people be assembled. Who among them can declare this and show us former things? Let them bring forth their witnesses, that they may be justified, or let them hear and say it is truth. Ye are my witnesses, saith the Lord, and my servant whom I have chosen, that ye, and this is what I love, that ye may know, not walk in darkness, not have a superstition, not have a personal belief, but that you may know and believe me and understand that I am He. Ha ha ha! I get to know it. Woo! I get to understand. Before me there was no God formed, neither shall there be after me. I, even I, am the Lord, and beside me there is no Savior. Wow. Amen. Let's worship Him. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. Amen. There's no experience like living in darkness and not even knowing you're living in darkness. But when the light comes on and you get to see, when the switch turns on and you get to understand, there's nothing like getting a revelation of who God is. There's nothing. Hallelujah. And one of the most amazing conversion stories that I've heard comes from the man that's going to preach tonight about how God brought him out of darkness, raised in darkness, didn't even know the darkness that he was in, but the God who commands the light to shine in darkness, amen, brought this man out of darkness into his marvelous light, that you may know and understand and believe that I am He. Amen. Brother Stoltzfus, we love you. You're an elder among us. We want you to come and preach to us the Word of God. Amen. Let's lift up our hands as he comes today and thank God for the truth.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, dear God. Glad we know you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. 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 The writer Peter said that we who were not a people are now people of God. And we who had not obtained mercy have now obtained mercy. What a place to be. I like it. I'm glad I'm apostolic tonight. I'm glad I'm one God tonight. I'm glad I have a revelation. I'm glad I understand who God is. I'm glad I know Acts 2:38. We're baptized in Jesus' name. In the name of Jesus, we receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. We are different. And I'm so glad to be in a place tonight with real, true, solid holiness apostolics. Hallelujah. We used to have people visit church and, amen, you'd go greet them and think, man, Lord's really sending sinners to visit us, and sleeveless dresses and haircuts and mohawks, and I'd say, well, yeah, good to have you here today. Did somebody invite you? Oh, well, we're visiting. We saw you in the UPC manual, and we came out to visit you today. We go to church in... You what? You know, I told him, I'd say, you know what? There are some other UPC churches in town here, and you probably want to check them out before you make a decision of where you're going to go to church. I didn't say it, but this ain't going to work here. Amen. I'm glad to be here. I'm glad to be at Brother Brown's church. I'm glad to be with my friends tonight that obviously believe in holiness, believe in the Word of God, believe in one God, believe there's a right and a wrong. Amen. Amen. You may be seated for a moment. I want to give honor to Brother Tim Brown, your pastor, and his wife, Sister Elizabeth. What a great, great, oh man, great pastor's wife you have, right? Amen. You are blessed. Is Brother Brown a one God preacher? Brother Tim Brown a one God preacher? Come on, let's hear it. Amen. Well, he should be, because I know what kind of preacher his dad is. Amen. His dad is a one God preacher. And we are so glad to be here with the elder Brother Brown, and been a friend of ours. Man, he was coming to the Las Vegas church when I showed up there, and he has been a friend. He's been a real friend to me, my wife, and the church in Las Vegas. And Brother Brown, we honor you very, very highly. Look forward to hearing him preach tomorrow night. And along with Brother Brown being one of my elders, I want to give honor to Brother Ron Garrett as an elder in my life also. And what help, what direction it is to have great men of God in our life. Amen. I give honor to Brother Mefford tonight. These eternal truths, oh God. These eternal truths that he put in my heart. Amen. We were the servants of sin, but we've obeyed from the heart that form of doctrine that was delivered unto us. To all these other men that are here, we've known you all a long time. And the young men that are from Las Vegas, give honor to you. So glad they're here. Amen. They got my back. So glad to have Pastor Stoltz, who's here with us tonight. So proud of Pastor and Pastor's wife, Brother and Sister Stoltz, who's the job they're doing in Las Vegas. Amen. And God has blessed me and my wife So very richly. Amen, amen. If you'd like to stand with me, I want to read a scripture tonight. If you'd like to go with me to Ephesians 4 chapter. Amen. I also want to give honor to Sister Ethel Brown. Been a friend of ours for a long time also. And we are very, very blessed. We really are very, very blessed. We're going to go to Ephesians 4:4. Amen. I'd like Brother Luke, Brother Garrett to come help me if they would. Amen. Hallelujah. Ephesians 4:4. And I know every scripture I use tonight, you know it. You've heard it. You love it. I'm not bringing anything new tonight. I'm humbled to be here, and I'm humbled by the power of the Word of God. And I know you know these scriptures and love them. Amen. There is one body and one spirit, even as you are called, and one hope of your calling. Body of Christ, filled with his spirit, that's who we as a church are. There's one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, Father of all, above all, through all, and in you all. One body, one spirit, one Lord, one faith, one baptism. Amen. One God, Father of all, above all, through all, in you all. Amen. You may be seated. If you'd like to turn with me to the book of John, get it up as high as you can. There you go. Amen. We're going to go to the 8th chapter, and I think this idea of a oneness conference, how'd that get in there? How'd it get in there?
I don't know. Here we go.
Is devil or God? Amen. The idea of having a woman's conference is a great, great idea. And the concept, the idea that there's only one God, is very, very important. As we go to John, the 8th chapter and the 24th verse, I said therefore unto you that you shall die in your sins. For if you believe not that I am he, you shall die in your sins. That's how important it is tonight. If you don't believe there's only one God, and you don't believe his name is Jesus, you're going to die in your sin. My parents were raised Amish. They lived what we would call a holy life. Amen. They used straight pins. They didn't cut their hair. They didn't have TV. They didn't have radio, they didn't have cameras, they didn't have any of those things. My mother and father, we didn't have television growing up, and we didn't go to movies. Well, they didn't go to movies, and they were very conservative, what they thought was godly people. Amen. But my mother passed on, and she's lost because she could never get beyond the doctrinal teachings of the Amish faith. I don't think she could ever believe that people as good as her mom and dad and her relatives and her brothers and sisters would really be lost. But when we read here, we understand that God's thinking is above our thinking. If you believe not that I am he, you're going to die in your sins. Amen. And we go back to Ephesians 4:4. And we go to the concept of one body and one spirit. And
is this song? Am I supposed to turn it on? Hello? I grabbed the wrong one.
You handed me this one.
You can have two.
I'll have this one. All right. He handed me this one. Amen. And I want this here to represent a timeline. Timeline that, if you can fathom it, goes all the way back that way, and as we go out this way, goes all the way that way. A timeline. And in John 4:24, the Bible tells us God is a spirit. God is a spirit. Luke 24 chapter Spirit hath not flesh and bone as you see me have. God is a spirit. All through this, through all of this, through all of God's existence, God is a spirit. He never stopped being a spirit. God is a spirit. Amen. Hebrews, the 9th chapter, the 14th verse, says, who through the eternal spirit, God is always a spirit. God is always a spirit. He is the eternal spirit. Amen. We're looking for the spirit of Ephesians 4 and 4. Here it is. Here it is. There it is. I am that I am. Not I was, I will be, I am. God is the eternal spirit. And so, I want to go back. Give me a hand, son. I want to show you something. Come here. If we were to go back, and this is the beginning. In the beginning, God created the heavens and the earth. In the beginning was the Word. It already existed right here. But if we could part this, son, if we could break this open and look back a little further, what would we see? Well, if you look way, way back there in the corner, son, you see all those angels wrapped up in chains? Bible says they're all in chains. Those that rejected God, the angels that rejected God are being held in chains. See that little arrogant, proud guy traveling around back in there, strutting all his stuff. That's Lucifer. That's the devil. We read about him before. When he said, I will be his God. I'm going to raise up. Isaiah the 14th chapter. I'm going to be like the Most High. That happened before this moment of the beginning. This is back. Now we look in here, look. You see that drafting table? You see that pen? Now I know it looks like that pen's just floating above the paper, but God is a spirit. But what he's writing in there, what he's drawing in there, are his thoughts, his logos, his thinking. Look, oh man, he's drawing a lamb. 1 Peter 1:18. Know you not that you were not redeemed by corruptible things, such as silver and gold, from your vain conversation, received by tradition from the fathers, but by the precious blood of the Lamb, foreordained before the foundation of the world, in the Logos and in the mind of God, back on the drafting table, there was a lamb before you may be seated, we got to this point. Amen. Ooh, that's powerful. Let me tell you something about that lamb. You bear this in mind. Hopefully I'll remember to use this scripture again. Hebrews 6:13. When God made promise to Abraham, because he could swear no by no greater, he swore by himself. Woo! Because God could swear by no spreader, When he made a promise to Abraham, he swore by himself. Well, how important do you think the promise of a lamb coming, the one whose blood was going to take away the sins of the earth? Here's how important it was. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. When God saw that lamb back before the beginning of time, he said, that's going to be me. Because he could swear by no greater. Because there was nobody else he could trust. He said, I'm coming. I'm going to be the lamb. I'm going to do it for you, Brother Rotenberger. Oh, man, Calvary's secure. Because, oh, Jesus. Woo. Man, now look. It looks like he's got a bunch of rolls and scrolls sitting on his desk. Man. Hallelujah. You remember Exodus? When he's talking to Moses, he said, make sure you make it according to the pattern. The pattern. Thank you. Was that enjoyable? Did you like that? Was that enlightening? Oh, yes. The pattern. The flesh was not back there. The Logos was back there. A pattern was back there. An idea was back there. An image that came. Amen. If you put the actual physical flesh back there, or somewhere down here, you're going to end up with serpent seed and all these other crazy ideas. But it was a pattern. It was a pattern that God had. And God came. And he's a spirit. Adam and Eve sinned. God calls them together. Says, devil, you get over here too. He tells the devil, he said, the seed of this woman, you're going to bruise his heel. In this struggle over sin and death and life, he's going to feel it. But he's going to bruise your head. Speaking of something in the future. Not here. God is a spirit. God appeared to Moses in the burning bush. Take off your shoes. The ground you're on is hallowed ground. We go back, dig through the bush. There's nobody there. God was a spirit. We can go to where the whirlwind came and picked Elijah up and my father, the chariots of God and all of that. God was a spirit. Elijah was in the cave. The winds came by, etc., etc. But a still small voice came. And the Spirit of God spoke to Elijah. God had conversations with Noah, Abraham, the men of the Old Testament. They talked with God. God talked to them. I don't know how that worked, but God was a spirit. As a spirit, God could say, let there be light. As a spirit, God said to Joshua, you need a little more time to finish this battle. I'm going to hold the sun where it is for a little bit. He told Hezekiah, what do you want to be? The sun to go forward, sun to go back, for me to prove to you that you're going to be healed? Amen. He had control of the elements as a spirit. Amen. He raised the dead when all he was a spirit. Man, a widow, the woman comes to Elisha. Man, Elisha can tell something's wrong. I didn't ask you for a son. I didn't ask you for a baby. I didn't tell you I wanted one. The grief all was apparent. Amen. Elisha goes back. And the widow, wasn't a widow. Woman's son is raised to life.
Yes, sir.
The bones of Elisha himself. When they threw that soldier in and hit the bones of Elisha, boom, that guy jumped back out. Caught up. He raised the dead when he was only a spirit. The eternal spirit. God is never not going to be a spirit. He fed a multitude when he was a spirit. You go to the fourth chapter of 2 Kings. The end of the chapter, the prophets. We need some food. Well, we got these 20 loaves of bread. Well, that ain't going to be enough to feed all of us. Well, just start handing it out. And they all got fed till they were full. This story here touches me because it has a second principle in it that we need to understand. Elijah says, I don't want it to rain. Well, you're cutting off your nose to save your face, Elijah. God said, you go down to this widow woman. And all the time it's not raining, there's famines here. She's going to take care of you. So Elijah goes down, goes in there. Hey, how you doing today? My name's Elijah. Yeah. He said, you know, I'd like some water. Yeah. And make me something to eat. Well, I was using the last of my meal and the last of my oil. And I was going to make something for my son and I. And then we were just going to lay down and die. And you want me to spend the last of my meal? How much faith did it take? The carnal mind would look at that and say, man, that preacher, what a bum. Going there to take the woman's last little part. Putting himself above. Well, ask the widow woman what she thought about it. Ask the widow woman how it worked out. Ask the widow woman how honoring the man of God worked out in her life. Hey, Brother Luke, how does honoring the man of God work out in your life? Brother Glasscock, Brother Bo, I'm telling you, you won't go wrong. By honoring the man of God. Amen, amen. I'm telling you. Her meal never ran out. Her oil never ran out. Amen. That's a pretty good gig. God's given me so many of those. Oh, my goodness. But all these things control the Red Sea, Jordan River, the sun, on Mount Sinai, the thunder, the earthquake. God could do it all. That was the power God had when he was a spirit. Amen. He said, as he was talking to Jews, as he was talking to the Israelites. He said, I want you to remember something. On Mount Sinai, you didn't see any similitude. You didn't see a cow. You didn't see a horse. You didn't see a tree. You saw no similitude. God is a spirit. Amen. And so, as we go from the spirit to the body, amen. We go to Hebrews 5 and 7. Amen. Who in the days of his flesh, who in the days of his flesh, a very small piece. It's 2023, and there was 4,000 years before that. The Jewish calendar is at about 5,900 something, somewhere there. 6,000 years, let's use that number. 33 and a half years. The days of his flesh. Who in the days of his flesh? When the fullness of time was come, Galatians 4 and 4. When the fullness of time was come, not back there, not on the drafting board, but it was a logos, it was a thought, it was a concept that did not come into being until the days of his flesh. When the fullness of time was come, God sent forth his son, made of a woman, made under the law. You may be seated. Made the same way that you and I were made. Made by the same laws of conception, birth, fetus growth, everything. But I want to go to, well, I don't know if it's the last part or not, but of this 33 and a half year period, I want to go to the end. I want to go to the book of John. I want to go to the 19th chapter. Amen. As we read here, I should have it somewhere. 28th verse to the 30th verse. Amen. And knowing all things were accomplished, scriptures fulfilled. He said, I thirst. They ran, brought sponge, vinegar, put it to his mouth. When he received the vinegar, he said, it's finished. He bowed his head and gave up the ghost. Right here at this point of the timeline, the spirit left that body. Amen. Hallelujah. I can imagine a multitude gathering, bring some bread and fish, feed us. No response. Here's a pitcher of water. Turn it into wine. No response. Nothing. Amen. Why? Because the spirit was gone. The life force was gone. The eternal power that did all those miracles. The only reason that flesh could say, Lazarus, come forth, was because this eternal spirit dwelt inside of it. And when that eternal spirit left, that body just hung there. It was not the source of the healing and the feeding. But the source during this 33 and a half years of his flesh that fed the multitude was the same one that fed the multitude back here. The one that raised Lazarus from the dead here is the same one that raised Lazarus from the dead here. Amen. And the soldier comes. You maybe see he sees he's dead. Pierces his side. And there comes out blood and water. The body without the spirit was dead. Without the spirit in it, it was just flesh. Amen. Born of a woman. The birth of Jesus Christ was on this wise. It was when his mother, mercy me. Okay. He's overshadowed by the Holy Ghost, according to the book of Luke. Amen. He was born same way you and I were. But there was something the Spirit couldn't do. Have you ever stabbed a spirit? What happened? Nothing. Because you've never stabbed a spirit. Because you can't see it. There were some things the body couldn't do without the spirit. But there was one thing the spirit couldn't do. Woo! Without the body, and that was shed blood, and that was die in my place, that was cover my sins with his blood. The spirit couldn't do it without the body. Amen. Do you understand that? Amen. You may be seated. We understand that when he came, 2 Corinthians 5:19, to wit that God was in Christ. How hard is that? Man, if I got a bag and I put peanuts in it, the peanuts are in the bag. God, the Spirit, this eternal thing. John the Baptist looked and said, behold the Lamb of God that takes away the sins of the world. How did he do it? Because of the eternal spirit that was inside of him. And because of the blood that was in his body. Amen. God was in Christ. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. The 10th verse, he was in the world, and the world knew him not. The 14th verse, and the Word was made flesh. The Word was made flesh. What manner of a man is this that even the winds and the waves obey him? It's the same manner that was in the Old Testament when he rolled back the water. God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. Amen. Malachi 3:1. I'll give you an offering, Brother Brown, if you turn that arrow. You know I'm kidding. He already went back and turned. There we go. I think it's my old age catching up. Amen. I love you, Brother Brown. That was just a joke. I'm sorry. Amen. God was in Christ. The Pharisees couldn't stand it. Amen. Now we know you have a devil. What about our father Abraham? He knows God, but he died. They say, oh, your father Abraham saw my day and rejoiced. Oh, you big liar. He said, before Abraham was, I am. Amen. The Spirit of God that was inside that body. Amen. John 10 and 30. Who are you? Who are you? Same as I told you from the beginning. I haven't changed. Tell us. I and my father are one. They take up stone to stone him. Because they got a revelation, Brother Brown. What good work are you stoning me for? Not for any good work, but because thou being a man makest thyself God. And we can't accept that. Amen. They come to him again. Amen. He said, well, let me ask you a question. I'm going to have to read it because it's a little longer than I can remember. I think it's Matthew 22. Amen. Well, the Pharisees, it's 40, Matthew 22, 40. When the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them, saying, whom think ye of Christ? Whose son is he? The son of David. He said unto them, how then doth David in spirit call him Lord, saying, thee, Lord, said to my Lord, sit on my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. If David then calls him Lord, how can he be his son? I like this part. And no man was able to answer him a word. Neither durst any man from that day forth ask him any more questions. We give up. He got us. I don't know how that works. Amen. But we know how it works. Amen. Because he was the Son of God. And he was the son of David. He was God manifested in the flesh. Oh, I like it. You may be seated. Hallelujah. So that flesh, spirit's gone. They take it off the cross, put it in a tomb, you know, just like everybody else. The disciples go away. They're sad. They're walking on the road to Emmaus. Oh, somebody joins himself to them. Why is your countenance fallen? Haven't you heard Jesus Christ, the one we put all our hope in? Well, they took him and crucified him, and they buried him, and he's gone. Amen. Thomas, what are you going to do? I don't know. But I just wasted 3.5 years of my life. He's gone. There's an endless life, Brother Garrett. Woo. endless life. Amen. And when the blood of Calvary and the life that's in the Spirit. Oh, man, let me read it to you. Let me read it to you. It's going to be Romans 8:1-2. We'll read the whole thing. Man, I love this. Oh, I love it all. I love the whole Word of God. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. There's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus, which walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. For the law of the Spirit of life, the law of the Spirit of life that was in Christ Jesus, when life and death met in the nether world or wherever it took place, amen. Guess who came out victorious? Woo! It's towards the end of the first chapter of the book of Revelation. I am he that was alive, and I was dead, and now I'm alive forevermore, and I have the keys to death and hell in my hand. He conquered death. He entered back into the Spirit of life, the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Entered back into that flesh. Amen. You may be seated. Hallelujah. And boom, the stone was rolled away. Those soldiers go running home to mama. We don't know what happened, but we were there watching the tomb, and all of a sudden the stone was gone. And we looked inside, and there was nobody in there. Mary, Martha, what are you doing here? He's not here. He's risen. He's gone. Go and tell Peter and the apostle that he's alive, that he conquered death and hell, that he came out of the grave, that the law of the Spirit of life overcame the law of sin and death. Amen. And they run there. They're looking in the tomb. Oh. Amen. He rose. He conquered. My God, the eternal Spirit went back in that flesh for 40 more days. Amen. He gave Peter the keys to the kingdom. Then Peter said unto them, repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ. For remission of sins, you shall receive the gift of the Holy Ghost. Except a man be born of water and spirit, he cannot see the kingdom. I'm glad a preacher told me that, Brother Garrett. I'm glad you came and preached the things you did, Brother Brown. Amen. Because I'm going to be saved. Because somebody shared the Word of God. Somebody brought the truth to my life. Amen. Man. Let's go back. One more shadow. Amen. I came and preached for Brother Brown one time. Hallelujah. He told me, Brother Stoltzfus, we usually leave service at 11 o'clock. If you want to stay later, that's up to you. So I got plenty of time. Oh, wait, that was a Sunday morning. I still got plenty of time. I love it. I love where I'm at. I love what I'm doing. I love how I'm living. I love what I have in my mind. I love what I have in my heart. I'm glad for revelation. I'm glad I'm apostolic. Oh. Amen. When the children of Israel, you may be seated, raised up the tabernacle. Amen. The Spirit of God came and filled the tabernacle to where no man could enter it. It was all God in there. Lighting the fires, I imagine. I don't know. Lighting the altar. I don't know. But it was all God. Everybody else had to back off. Amen. Solomon and all his glory, and he's there, the temple, and they bring the ark in, and they set it in the holy place, and they close the curtain, and the Spirit of God came and filled that temple to where no man could go in there. Solomon himself had to back out and recognize the presence of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Malachi 3 and 1. Amen. I feel that air, Brother Brown. Amen, amen. Hun, cash app him some money. This messed me up last time. It got me again. Malachi 3 and 1. Behold, I will send my messenger. He shall prepare the way before the Lord, before me, and the Lord you seek shall come to his temple. Amen. Matthew, the first chapter. And thou shalt call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Amen. And thus happened, that might fulfill the scripture of call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. When that little baby was born, the Spirit of God moved in there and dwelt in there. You say, well, I thought the Spirit moved in at his baptism. Somebody lied to you. When he was 12 years old, he's sitting in the temple with the Pharisee and he's talking back and forth. Amen. You know what should have been? Should have been a book signing. He should have said, hey, that's great. I wrote all of that. I thought all that up. That's my words. That's my thinking. At 12 years old. The Spirit of God, who in the days of his flesh didn't lose one ability, didn't lose one power, didn't lose one amount of authority, didn't change at all. Amen. And then, when the day of Pentecost came, oh man, and when the day of Pentecost was fully come, they were in one place, in one accord, and suddenly there came a sound from heaven as of a rushing mighty wind, and it filled all the place where they were, and they began to speak in other tongues. As the Spirit gave the utterance. Man, that's great. I love it. Let me tell you what I love. Even more, son. It's August 4th, 1974. It's a Sunday night, and I went to the altar. And they put me in the water in Jesus' name. When I came out of the water, I'm speaking another tongue. Amen. The power of this eternal Spirit moved into this temple. Know you not that you are the temple of the Holy Ghost right now, right tonight? The Holy Ghost is here. He's not here in the flesh. I've never seen him in the flesh. But I can tell you, he is here. He is here. He is here. Amen. What do you need? Amen. Brother Tim Brown, I'd like your musicians to come and play for my son-in-law, Brother Dan. Let me tell you who Jesus is. Amen. You need a mountain move tonight. This eternal spirit. Ah! That same God that moved mountains there can move mountains here. That same God that opened the Red Sea can make a way for you right here. That same God that raised the dead can do it here. Whatever you need, whatever you need, he's the same God. He'll do it for you. He hasn't changed. And one day he's coming back, church. Woo. One day we're going to see him. And he'll be the same God. The same God. Same God. The same God. The same God that came in the flesh. The same God. I told that Syrophoenician woman, I'm sorry, we can't give the bread to any but the children. She said, yes, master, understand. But even the dogs eat the crumbs. I've stood with the saints of God in family court. You want to go to the gates of hell? Go to family court. They don't care about you. They don't care about their children. Your children, their children. I stood with the saints of God after we've heard what horrible thing happened. And I've prayed. I've prayed. Us and the saints have prayed numerous times. And the opposing parties over there sneering at you. And we can't do it, God. But we know what you can do, God. We've seen you do it before. We're asking you to do it again. There's a mighty God. And we're his children. We're not the dog. We're not eating crumbs. Amen, amen. Let me tell you who Jesus is. He's God manifested in the flesh.
Let me tell you who Jesus is. He's a rock of all.